Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the collect of the day. We pray, O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading appointed for the day of Pentecost is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning with verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak the gradual responsively. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. With the heart one believes and is justified. Our second reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues, as of fire, appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others, mocking, said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words, for these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia and verse. the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "But when the Helper comes, whom will I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our faith. This morning we use the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated. The sermon hymn today is "Creator Spirit, by Whose Aid." Please stand. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text for our sermon today, for the day of Pentecost and also graduation day, comes from the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel chapter 37, the famous prophecy of the dry bones. And of course, it's in that passage that we see the power of the Spirit. When the Spirit comes upon the bones live. And it's that same Spirit that breathed life into the church on the first day of Pentecost, which we heard about in our second reading. And of course, it's the same Spirit who breathes life into our graduates and will carry them away from this place to wherever they get to go next. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and dear members of the 2021 Trinity Lutheran School graduating class. Recently, my kids have been sort of getting into Legos. Zoe, mostly. Zach kind of gets into it a little bit. Max, not so much. If Max gets into the Legos, he tries to eat them, so we try to keep the Legos away from him. But we're into that Legos phase of parenting now. And so that means a few different things. Like, it means you walk around the house and you see, like, those colorful bricks on almost every surface, right? There's these unfinished building projects everywhere. And we're always wondering when we're going to have that dreaded moment, you know, where you step on the Lego and it shoots waves of pain all the way up your body. I don't know why it is that something so small causes so much pain, but I know a lot of you have been there and done that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. These days, between Legos and Hot Wheels cars, the living room is like this dangerous minefield all the time. But I digress. So the reason why I think Legos have been so popular for so long, like, I think it's been 60 years now since they first came out. I think one of the reasons is because they're so versatile. Like, you can play with Legos in lots of different ways. You're really only limited by your own imagination and creativity. So if you're the kind of person that, you know, you don't really like a lot of structure, you just like to have fun and build things, and if it looks like something, great, and if it doesn't look like something, that's fine, just use your imagination. Legos are for you. But even if you're more of the type of person who really likes to plan, like if you have more of an engineering mind, so you like the design, you like to make a plan and execute the plan, Legos are for you too. And even if you're the type of person that doesn't like any of that, you don't want to have to be creative about what you're building, you're just really good at following instructions, Legos are good for that too. You just buy one of the pre-made kits, and you follow the instructions, you do every step like it says in the picture, and eventually this pile of colorful bricks is going to actually be a toy that you can really play with. That's mostly the way that Zoe and I play with Legos right now. We just follow the instructions. And sometimes I think to myself, you know, this is really good training for someday when she's going to grow up and, like, buy furniture from IKEA, you know? And maybe that's how we should all view it, you know? Instead of getting really frustrated when we're putting our bookshelves together or whatever, maybe we just think about it like we're building Legos. Maybe everything would be so much better for us, too. But the point is that Legos can be fun to play with for a whole bunch of different reasons, but they really, in and of themselves, all by themselves, are just a lifeless, colorful pile. That's it. That's all they are. They need someone to come along in order to give them some sort of purpose and meaning. Someone has to come and build. Someone has to take what's been built and then use their imagination and play with the toy and give it some life, right? And I think that in some ways we can look at our lives in a similar way. I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way, but human beings are kind of like Legos in the sense that when we are born into this world, at first, all we are is like a pile of potential, right? And we don't know where that pile is going to go or what it's going to be. And then eventually, as you grow up as your parents raise you, as you learn more about how the world works, as you develop your own unique personality and all of that good stuff, eventually this amorphous pile starts to take shape. And there's a design, and there's purpose, and there's life, and there's meaning. Right? It starts to look different from all the other piles in the world. And that's really what brings me to one of the reasons why we are gathered here today to worship and to celebrate. Because we're here for these 9 graduates. And when I look at the 9 of you sitting up here in these first 2 pews, I think when we all look at you, what we see is this foundation of 9 glorious pieces of God's artwork. And yeah, we have to admit that you're still works in progress, right? Maybe some of you more than others. I'll let you figure out for yourself who that I'm talking about, right? But you're still a work in progress. You still have lots of building that's going to go on in your life. And so as we look at where you are now, we're thankful for the progress that has already been made in your lives. We're thankful that by graduating from Trinity Lutheran School here in Hoyleton, it means part of this foundation has been laid here. And I know that some of you have been here longer than others. I know that you all have lives outside of this place too. But the fact that you are here for however long you have been here means that you have this foundation, a really strong foundation built on none other than Jesus Christ. You know this because it's been taught to you day after day after day. And so as you think about that, there really is only one thing that's going to take all of these different bricks and pieces, this big pile that is you, whatever it is that makes you you, there's only one thing that's actually going to give it life and meaning. And it's not how hard you've worked, and it's not how many good grades you got, and it's not your ability to be creative or your ability to follow instructions, and it's not your parents, and it's not your grandparents, and it's not your teachers, and it's not your friends. The one thing that matters more than any of that is your faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so because of him, he has given you this faith that has been breathed into you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Which, of course, brings us to the second reason why we are all gathered here, and an even more important reason why we are gathered here to worship and celebrate today, and the reason why there's all this red up here in the chancel today. Because like I mentioned before, this is the day of Pentecost, and this is the day, more than any other day on the church year calendar, when we spend time considering the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. So not all 9 of our graduates were confirmed here in March, but all of you had to take my class. And so you know that this year we spent a long time talking about the Creed. And we actually spent 3 weeks talking about the Holy Spirit. And so you might remember from our class discussions that the very first thing that the Nicene Creed teaches us about the Holy Spirit is that he is the Lord and giver of life. And if you really, really think about what that means, it's kind of mind-blowing. It actually changes some of the way we think about who God is and what he does. Because I would guess that most of us, when we're thinking about God giving us life, if you were going to say which person of the Trinity is responsible for that, I think most of us would say the first. Say, God the Father, he's the creator, right? He's made us. He's made everything that exists all around us. But even when we're talking about God the Father and his creative work, if you think back to when human beings were first created, think back to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam didn't have life until the breath of life was breathed into him, right? So it was the spirit, that breath, the wind. That's what gave Adam life, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you think to that first Christian day of Pentecost, which we just read about in Acts chapter 2, it's that same breath. It's that same wind. In fact, in that passage, it talks about the very first sign that we know that the Holy Spirit has come upon the disciples is they hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And that wind keeps blowing. It's 2,000 years later, and that wind continues to blow, even here, even among us, right here, right now. The wind of the Holy Spirit blows and breathes life into us through things like baptism, through things like the preaching and teaching of God's Word, right? These are the things that make all of this more than just a big pile of worthless bricks. It's the Spirit breathing life into us. So we look at this Old Testament passage from the prophecy of Ezekiel, and it takes that image of the breath, the wind of the Holy Spirit, and it runs with it even farther. And it's one thing for us to sit here today, on a day like today, a celebratory day, and just hear this reading read to us, you know, it's a beautiful, sunny day in Hoyleton, and we're here to celebrate, and we have our friends and our family around us, and we feel very safe and secure. But I guarantee you that it would have felt a whole lot different for Ezekiel. Because what essentially happens to Ezekiel here in chapter 37, you could say is kind of spooky, kind of creepy. The Lord takes Ezekiel and puts him in the middle of a valley that is filled with bones. And not just any old bones, not dinosaur bones, not animal bones, right? These are people. These are human skeletons just strewn around, waiting to be stepped on like a bunch of, you know, Legos in a living room minefield, right? I mean, that's what's going on here. Ezekiel is sitting right in the middle of all that, and then, as if that's not bad enough, you look at verse 11, and it tells us that those bones represent God's people. Believe it or not, these are God's people. The Israelites, our forefathers, dry, dead, hopeless, no life in them whatsoever. But everything changes when Ezekiel starts to preach. He listens to the Spirit and he preaches the Word of God to the bones. And the bones start to rattle together, it says. They come to life. And all of a sudden, there's skin on them again, flesh and blood. They come back to life. The Spirit comes back, the wind from the four corners of the earth. And that's what makes the biggest difference. That's what takes these dry bones and makes them live again. And suddenly, what was kind of creepy is now kind of awesome. And verse 12 says, God says, "Behold, I will open your graves, and I will raise you from your graves, O my people." Which is just a picture of the Holy Spirit doing what the Holy Spirit does best. He's the Lord and giver of life. He's the helper with a capital H, and he helps people who cannot help themselves. So again, looking at the nine of you. Throughout your time here at Trinity Lutheran School, it's that same Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that was involved in Ezekiel's vision in chapter 37. It's the same Holy Spirit who was there on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. That same Holy Spirit has been with you and among you the entire time that you've been a student here at Trinity. It doesn't mean you've always felt it, right? And you're not always going to feel the Spirit in any sort of emotional way, or a way that's going to always give you goosebumps. You know, we've talked about that. But even though you can't always feel the Spirit, and even though you can't see the Spirit with your own two eyes, like you can't see the wind outside either, what you can see, what you can feel, are the effects of the Holy Spirit's life-giving work. And you've felt that this whole time you've been a student here. So every time you've heard the gospel proclaimed, every time you've heard about Jesus' death and resurrection because he loves you so much and forgives all of your sins, every time you've had an opportunity to pray with your teachers, with your classmates, every time you've been forgiven for something that you did that you shouldn't have done, And every time that you've been able to offer forgiveness to someone who sinned against you, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that has always made it all happen. He brings us to life, not just physically, but spiritually too. And he gives our lives true purpose. And like I said before, he's not done yet, right? You are works in progress, all of you. We are so proud of how far you've come. And we are so excited for what's coming next. In high school, in college, beyond that too. But no matter what you experience after you leave here, no matter how the Lego creation of your life continues to be built and shaped, our biggest prayer for you today is that you would continue to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would always live in faith. And I'm not just saying faith, you know, in yourself, believing in yourself, but faith in Jesus, belief in your Savior. That faith is the thing, the one and only thing that will always give the building of your life not just meaning, but an eternity. So congratulations to the Trinity Lutheran School class of 2021 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. It's almost time for us to give you your diplomas, but before we do that, we want to pray for you. So I'm going to invite the congregation to please stand as we pray responsively the graduation litany. We are gathered here together to celebrate the accomplishments of our graduating students. Lord, we thank you for all that these students have achieved, and we look forward to many more achievements yet to come. One part of their life's journey is complete. They are now prepared to begin another phase that will take them to unimaginable places. As they prepare for their next journey, we pray that you will help them always to remember their faith and your many blessings to them. We ask for blessings of love and grace as they journey forth into the world. We thank you for the laughter and fellowship that they have shared with us. We ask that these graduates would look back fondly on their happy memories and that they would also continue to learn from their harder memories. Pray that God will give them strength and determination to develop new relationships that will help to strengthen and sustain their faith. You have called us all, Lord, to do your will and to walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Pray that you would guide these students to make wise and rational decisions, always turning to you for help. Just as Jesus commissioned the disciples to go out and spread his word in this world, commission these graduates to do the same wherever their journey will take them. Send them forth with all love, reverence, and perseverance. May the love of Christ shine through them. Congregation may be seated. I would like to invite Mr. Denning and the school board to join me up here as we present our graduates with their diplomas.
All right, graduates, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand up, and then after I call your name, you will come through and shake everybody's hand and get your diploma, okay? Pretty exciting stuff. All right, so would the graduates please rise? Mr. Bainey and members of Trinity's Board of Education, standing before you are members of Trinity Lutheran School 8th grade graduating class of 2021. This class has met the requirements of the National Lutheran School Accreditation Commission, the Illinois State Board of Education, the day school board policies of Trinity Lutheran Church, and the school faculty. I now present them to you for the awarding of their certificates of graduation. Riley Elizabeth Braumeyer. Addison Nicole Grody. Carly Nicole Kasten. Jamie Imogene Colling. Timothy Theophil Meyer. Christian William Allen Nolman. Ruthie Jean Smith. Colt Brian Sudmeyer. Thomas Robert Taylor. All right, if you guys would turn around real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Trinity Lutheran School's graduating class of 2021. All right, you guys can sit down.
The school board may return to their seats. I'm going to ask Mr. Denning to stick around for a couple moments here. As you all know, Mr. Denning has served us faithfully as our school principal for the last 3 years and has now accepted a new call to Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Winfield, Kansas. And so this is going to be the Denning's last Sunday here in Hoyleton. So at this time, we would like to offer the rite of farewell and Godspeed to Mr. Denning. So if you would stand up here. Beloved in the Lord, Principal Denning has accepted a call to a new field of service in the church. At this time of farewell and Godspeed, let us hear the word of the Lord. From Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And we have a psalmody as well. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Would you please kneel? O Lord God, merciful and gracious Father, we give thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed on our congregation and school, its parents and children, through your servant Chris. By your word and spirit, preserve him in the one true faith. Grant him faithfulness in his new field of service, and a readiness to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and skill for those he serves to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace and joy. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and bless and strengthen you for faithful service in his name. Amen. Thank you. You may return to your seat. At this time, we will sing a hymn of response. The hymn is, How Shall They Hear Who Have Not Heard? In our prayers today, there are some updates on our prayer list. You'll see listed there under hospitalized the name George Hatcher. That is a cousin of Tana Schneider and Carla McDaniel. George has been hospitalized dealing with pulmonary, there's an issue going on in his lungs. And so fibrosis, I think, pulmonary fibrosis. And so we'll be praying for George, that he is going to be able to recover from that. We also have some updates on our ongoing health list. Bob Bailey, that is the father of Francie Caston, he was able to go back home, thanks be to God, after dealing with COVID. And so we're praying for him for continued recovery. Also, Alma Mentor was in the hospital over this past week or so, but she was able to come back home as well. And so we're praying for her recovery. Please stand as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, your Spirit fills the world and gladdens your church with the remembrance of all Christ Jesus has spoken. Glorify his name among us in every word and deed. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, by your Spirit, you have established your holy church on the proclamation of Christ our Savior. Sustain the apostolic preaching to the ends of the earth, that in every tongue the mighty works of God in Christ may be heard. To that end, bless the work of our partners in mission and ministry, including Pastor Hans Trinklein in South Korea, and also our sister congregation, Olive Branch Lutheran in Frogtown, and their pastor, Roger Drennan. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, your Son acknowledged Satan as ruler of this world and its ways, yet one whose reign is judged and whose time is short. Beat back his lies and deadly work, that the order of your creation may be seen. Give us good government and leaders who are both honest and faithful, and continue to guide and protect the members of the armed forces of this nation, including Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Isaac, Patty, Robert, Austin, Cody, Ward, Caitlin, Colby, Eric, Daniel, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, and Alex. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we praise your name for all of the blessings you so graciously provide for us in this earthly life. We ask you to bless all those who are celebrating birthdays this week, including Brad, Briella, Shirley, Madeline, Juliana, Evan, Alvin, and Adriana. Help them to grow in your love and grace each day. We also praise you for the ministry of our day school today, for the ability to preach the gospel to the next generation, the successful completion of another school year. Be with all of our graduates and give them wisdom and courage as they take the next step in their lives. Bless all those who are connected to our congregation who are graduating from various schools. Bless our 8th grade graduates, Riley, Addie, Carly, Jamie, Tim, Christian, Ruthie, Colt, Thomas, Chance, and Stacy. Bless our high school graduates, Maddie, Gabe, Owen, Tyson, Kayla, Allie Jade, Garrett, Nikolai, Michaela, Macy, Mallory, and Sandy. And bless those graduating from college with bachelor's or master's degrees, Paige, Cade, Austin, and Mary Beth. Continue to guide them with your love and mercy each day. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we also once again thank and praise you for the ministry of Mr. Chris Denning and for his work here in Hoyleton for the last 3 years. As you have called him to a new school, we pray that you would bless him and his family, give them safe travel to Kansas and a smooth transition. Bless the faculty and staff of Trinity Lutheran in Winfield, and be with Chris, Rachel, Lydia, and Toby as they continue to live in service to you and to those around them. Lord, in your mercy. We call on your name, O Lord, praying in your Spirit to help all, especially those who are on our prayer list, including those who are in care facilities, Thretta, Ferris, Bill, Helen, Esther, Bessie, and Brian. We lift George before you, who is hospitalized, And we also lift before you all those with ongoing health needs and concerns, including Bob, Fran, Marvin, Harley, Amy, Beulah, Verdell, Jim, Ray, Richard, Carlene, Alma, Jim, Mike, Orville, Linda, Marvin, Francis, Chris, Jean, Sam, Laverne, Diane, Brenda, all those who are fighting cancer, and all those who have been affected by the coronavirus. Renew the face of the earth, look with favor on your creatures, fill the hearts of your faithful, kindling in them the fire of your love, Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit, who would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Enlighten our hearts so that we confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation, abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things, and that he will graciously deliver us from all affliction to make us partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Just a reminder that if you brought an offering or a tithe with you today, those may be placed in the basket, which is in the narthex. But at this time, we will sing an offertory hymn, O Day Full of Grace. Please stand. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing hymn today is On What Has Now Been Sown. Good morning. Just a reminder that there will not be Sunday school today. I know a lot of times we're used to me dismissing the Sunday school at this point, but we will not be doing that because we have a big graduation program for you guys coming up right here after the service. So I just have a few announcements that I want to bring to your attention before we do that. Want to make sure that you remember that we have the PTL online auction going on, and that's actually going to be ending later this evening. I believe it's 5 o'clock, right? So check out any items that you might have missed, or maybe you thought maybe you had the highest bid, but you got outbid. You got this one last day to take care of that. And we really thank all of you who have already placed bids on those items. There's some really great things on there. And you can go to ladyauctionservice.com, I believe, and you can find the auction there. Also, just want to make sure that you have this on your calendar going forward. At the end of June, there's going to be Vacation Bible School. We're really looking forward to Rainforest Explorers VBS. We still need a few volunteers. This week, there's going to be a special craft preparation day. And so at 1 o'clock this Thursday, meeting in the school basement, everyone's invited to come and help out with that if you're available. We'd really appreciate that. Let us know if you're interested in helping for VBS in any other way. That's the last week of June. Looking ahead to June 6th, I mentioned that, you know, we're having this big Welcome Back Sunday, and there's a big blurb in the bulletin to talk about all the things that are going to be going back to normal starting just two Sundays from now. But I also want to highlight the fact that the Board of Stewardship is planning a big potluck celebration after the church service that day. So please make plans to come and join us in the Activity Center for a welcome back potluck, which will include fried chicken, catfish nuggets, sloppy joes, and drinks. And we're asking everybody to bring a side dish or two to share. And there will be a free will offering collected to cover supplies for that. But we really hope that you can come, because it's just going to be a wonderful day to celebrate things coming back after so long of not being able to do things like that. It'll be wonderful to have everybody together again. Are there any other announcements today that I missed? Okay, seeing none, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite our graduates and Mr. Denning to kind of lead me out, and so everybody will have an opportunity to congratulate you guys. So go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed week.